The show sometimes has bad language, so listen at your own discretion.
Today's program is brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com.
Hey, I'm Jimmy Carboni from Beer Sessions Radio. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Dang it, Jack. What kind of internet connection you got in here? I'm trying to get on the web.
And, we're online.
Are we?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
what the bomb sound means?
We're online now.
Yeah, that was,
I'm
that
using,
was
I'm using
accepted.
My,
it was a 56K modem.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm using my dial-up from home.
Check this out. We just signed into bomb.com.
Bomb.com. Bomb.com, part of the World Wide Web, which may or may not feature greatly tonight, with the topic being technology.
Technology.
Technology. Before we get to that, though... Jack, thanks for the disclaimer at the beginning. What we're going to try to do tonight is play the game again, where no one uses foul language, but if they do...
Right, I got to cover myself, you
then,
know?
Yeah, and what they do if they use foul language is lose the game,
right.
Which is unfortunate. We
you know,
all,
you know
all want to be
right?
winners. Yeah. Well,
when you lose the game, it's...
Yeah, the door slams shut, and then we start the game again.
That's right, and then you let them back in.
Yeah. Right, right. But one thing we can use, Jack, perhaps, is technology and what they call post-production to remove some of those foul languages that one may use.
No, we keep them in.
Do you have any of that 7-second delay going?
It's a 40-second delay.
Whoa!
Wow, man. Call a play, huh?
Tight
it's like
delay.
Football. Call a play.
Tight delay.
Oh, yeah.
Call a play. Use technology.
So, wait, is it raining outside?
It is, actually. It's coming down.
Is it raining in here?
It's the oldest technology.
I can hear
raining.
It on the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the sunroof that we had installed.
Yep.
It's still there.
Rain roof.
Yep.
That's nice. Well.
Oh, you got to introduce everyone, man.
Yeah, I know. We're just going to jump into the show, Dr. Michael Zoman. Most of our loyal listeners have probably been wondering where we have been the past 3 weeks. We had to do some contractual reconstruction. Dr. Michael Zoman had briefly entertained notions of going solo. So we had to bring him back into the fold and just put his head on, right? Legal Eagle swooped in. And
I got a lucrative offer from XM Radio.
Yeah, which is part of that satellite technology.
They wanted me to move to Pasadena, though.
Pasadena, you ever been?
I have. It's great.
It is. It's really nice there.
Yeah.
So, maybe perhaps we're going to have to start a fundraising pledge drive here in the next few weeks to kind of offset these expenses that we've had to allocate to Dr. Michael Zoman's practice. But we're back now, Jack, and we're here to talk about technology.
Who's here?
I think we're all here, but for our loyal listeners who love to hear our voices, let's do it one more time. Sitting to my right.
Max.
Welcome.
Thank you. Sitting to my right.
It's Dr. Mike Zoman.
Welcome.
And to my right.
Kristen.
Kirsten Berry, the smallest person on the planet.
Also,
we have down from the central office, Stephanie Martinez, just to make sure that the show goes according to plan. We have a tight script we're working with tonight for the first time ever.
You're doing a good job.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I have my reading glasses on. If you have your viewing mechanism there, you see I have my reading glasses on. I'm holding the paper close and then far away from my
face. She's also going to do the continuity between the segments to make sure
The interstitial,
in the right
is that
yes.
the interstitial work?
Yes.
Traffic control.
Traffic control. Yeah. Air traffic control. Hey, Jack, real quick, here's a technology that confounds me every day. Air traffic control. It's like a highway up there, Jack.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's like 3D chess with planes up there.
What? That's crazy, man. One of my favorite games is chess. I should go up in the sky and play it sometime.
You should.
Man, you sound like a real nerd.
Oh, man. Bummer.
What nerd. About battle chess, though? Ooh. That's some technology I can get behind.
Yeah, I like the technology of live role-playing games.
Oh.
Like where you dress up. What do they call that? What's the technological word for that?
Oh.
LARPing.
LARPing, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
That's cool
live
technology.
Action role playing.
Yeah, that's
I was
going
to let someone else take the reins on
Max. Yeah. Max, you seem to know a lot about LARPing. Can you just talk about LARPing for a moment?
Well, it's something that combines often fantasy and physical combat, mostly set with medieval weapons.
What kind of technology are they using?
Zero. There's no technology in it.
That's the point, right? Yeah. Yeah. There's no,
is that the point?
That's the point.
Could someone explain to me the difference between cosplay and that Lolita thing in Japan?
I don't even know what Lolita is.
It's where
is it kind of like LARPing?
Adults dress up like school children.
I thought that was just being like having a baby fetish.
It's a thing. It's a thing, and they're desperate to make sure the world knows that it's not pedophilia.
Well, that's wonderful. If we have any experts listening tonight who might know a little bit more about this, feel free to call in. But Max, take us back to the technology that's involved in LARPing.
Well, that's the point. Is you get rid of all the electronic equipment used to organize the LARP, and then
what is the LARP?
The LARP would be the live action role play.
Oh, the play like Shakespeare.
Well, it is. It's like a physical play. It's a chess match happening through your body.
Isn't like a non-physical play a table read?
It's a table
sort of,
game.
Yeah, it's like a table read.
It's a table read. It's a table game.
Would you say that LARPing, though, like stems from or originates via technology? Because they probably meet on the internet. You would think.
Whoa. That's a good point.
And then it would parlay into...
Ruins the whole thing.
You know, I actually don't know, because the only LARP I was ever involved in, the plans were made over a landline.
Ooh, that's cool.
That's how long ago this was.
Wow. I would have used perhaps something more apropos like Carrier Pigeon to gather my fellow LARPers together in a field. Do they ever do this in like an urban setting?
No, I think they always do it at like a park.
It's gotta be outside in a park. Right?
My LARP was on a softball field.
I've seen it done in a courtyard.
Cool. A courtyard?
So, like a courtyard sort of, by Marriott?
Yes. And there was a convention.
Oh, of LARPers, why they were all there.
Is LARPing part of Comic-Con?
No,
that's different.
Totally different. Oh.
Comic-Con sounds like a cool technological agency. What does it do, Max?
Comic-Con?
Yeah.
It's similar to Skynet.
Like Sky Mall? Is that in the Sky Mall?
It's in the Skynet. Sky Mall is in the Skynet.
Skynet
you can
is,
access it through the Sky Mall.
But it's not like Darknet or something.
Delta
right?
Air Miles are part of the Skynet.
Oh, Sky Network.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a network in England, I believe, Sky. So this is all tying together quite well.
I just thought of an example of when technology is frightening. Is when you're...
Ooh, you know what? There are two sides of the coin of technology. Yeah. Technology helps, like in LARPing, to connect with your LARPers. You can use the internet. But then technology hurts.
Well, I guess this is
or
more...
Or is frightening.
When you get on a modern-looking plane, and then you go to the bathroom, and there's an ashtray in the bathroom, that always really scares the bejesus out of me.
Because you're afraid that...
The plane is clearly, like, 20-some years old, at least.
So the technology's not as advanced as you want it to be.
They have put on a facade in the fuselage for, like, modern seats and TV screens and stuff. Well, you can't take away the, exactly.
The built-in ashtray.
Yeah, the built-in
ashtray.
There's
a plane passing overhead as you talk about planes. That's wonderful. Oh.
Now, by a show of hands, who here has ridden on a plane?
My hand is raised.
Yes. Okay, excellent. Everyone. Yeah. Jack, you've been on a plane, an airplane?
The last time I was on a plane, they had like that cool user interface thing, you know, like the computer thing on
your
seat.
Some technology?
Oh, yeah.
And then they said there was a chat room, and I tried to connect it. It didn't work.
Ooh, what were you chatting about?
I don't know. I wanted to go in.
With like other people on the plane?
Yeah.
Did you try to open the door?
No way, man.
It said error, and it didn't work.
That's a terrible idea. It's a chat room where the people are literally... confined in a room with each other.
Exactly.
It's a literal chat room.
Yeah.
It's a room to chat.
What if two people got in a disagreement?
What if it turned physical?
Yeah.
Jack, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
ASL?
That's what I would have said if I got in the chat.
What does that mean? Is that technological speak?
So stands for age, sex, location.
It's a chat room question because you're trying to hook up with someone.
Right.
Oh, they do that over chat room?
And yeah. And then this happens. Whoa. And then it's like,
you've got pictures.
Yeah. And then that happens.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
Then it gets weird.
And then you are involved in an online relationship.
That's right.
A relationship?
This is perhaps an online hookup? You've been catfished.
Well, no, that's a different thing. That came along much later in this process.
I like the emphasis. So is catfishing
is that more of like a evolution of technology?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a perversion of the online relationship.
Whoa.
Downfall to technology, if you will.
When technology hurts.
Catfishing didn't exist until people were like crazy enough to meet up.
Actually, Max, catfishing has existed for many thousands of years. There has always been a catfish at the bottom of the river.
I usually take a regular fish and put it on a line, and then I'll hook a cat.
Yeah, and then there's cats that live underwater. They're called catfish.
There's those two. You can catfish.
Mostly long hairs. Yeah.
Do I actually have to specify what type of catfishing I'm talking about?
Like, no, wait, we're talking about that Manteo guy.
The Manteo guy.
Manteo, you know, the
professional sports
about, right?
guy.
He was, these people played
being catfished.
Twisted joke on him.
It is.
He was in a relationship with this woman for like 9 months. He was a college football star.
He was.
And he would like shout her out live on national TV.
Yes.
And then he was informed that she had died. And he appeared on many talk shows being very sad, you know, that his girlfriend had died. But it turned out the whole thing was a lie.
He had been what the kids are now, the millennial generation. He had been catfished.
There was probably some obese, greasy dude in Oklahoma with a jar of Vaseline next to his computer doing this. You know what I'm talking about, the classic image of like a creep on the internet.
What is that classic image of a creep on the internet?
It's an obese guy.
It's the evolution.
Yeah, it's a masturbator.
It's the evolution of technology. It's the evolution of technology. That's true.
But that guy might be listening to this podcast. I
mean.
I hope he is.
Or the guy in Oklahoma.
Or that guy, yeah.
You know what I never thought about until just now? Masturbator, like bait, and then
catfish. That's how we got there.
Wow.
Goodbye.
Just want to use our crayons here to draw it out for you who are watching viewing mechanism.
That's pretty
at home.
Good, though. That's interesting.
And that really all ties back into what the topic we had first broached, which was air traffic control. So, well done, gang. Good job.
Excellent.
Good job using the technology of communicating in a room with other people to do that.
I think someone in the room might have made a major technological purchase this weekend.
I did.
What'd you get?
Show us the receipt.
Get it out.
What do you got?
What is it?
I purchased for the first time in my entire life my own TV.
Whoa. How
my
big?
How many inches?
Tell
us.
That's pretty big.
For my bedroom.
Yeah, nice.
How many?
What is it?
How
the size of one of your walls?
No, I have a relatively large room.
That's old technology, though.
But it's exciting.
No, it's a 40-inch flat screen, like smart TV.
Oh
it's a smart TV.
And I got...
How smart is it?
It's pretty smart.
Like, can it just play Netflix from the TV?
Yeah, I can play Netflix. Yesterday, this is the big thing I've done as far as using the TV, because I just got it, is it can also play YouTube. So I set up a playlist of all of my favorite cat videos.
Oh,
and
boy.
It played for like an hour and a half while I was cleaning my room.
Oh, that's great.
Do you guys remember Web TV?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I still got one, Jack.
You have that keyboard?
I got a cool power glove that I wear when I use it.
Let's listen to the commercial.
Make yourself comfortable. You are about to experience the next evolution in television. More choices, more control, more entertainment, all with Web TV Plus. Start with TV Home. As you change channels, you get the title and the time of the program you're watching so you know what's on, even during commercial breaks. And with TV Listings, you get a full day's programming schedule for your area. At any time, just push one button to watch your show full screen. Plus, now TV's even better because Web TV Plus introduces TV crossover links. Just click
on the link to get more information on the World Wide Web about whatever you're watching. And WebTV Plus even adds the picture-in-picture feature to your television. WebTV Plus gives you fast, easy access to the internet. Explore, email, chat, shop, even check stats. All at a price you can afford. So, what do you think?
I'll take it.
Don't wait. Call now for a free video and the WebTV Plus retailer nearest you. WebTV. Watch what's possible.
The part where he says check stats.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah, like stats. Like that's
like
that's,
your vital stats, right? Like well, you're still okay.
Your vital
blood pressure.
Stats.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what they say down on the street, down on Wall Street in Phi Dai. I got a lot of friends over there, so I'm always hanging out over there. But they're like checking their stats a lot, you know, which is like code for like their fantasy sports league.
That was 20 years ago, by the way.
Any TV does any of that stuff now?
Well,
yeah.
I'd hope so.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's crazy.
Well, they have this cool TV called the computer that does all that stuff too, man.
Does that confuse people when sometimes people say, I don't have TV, but they really just watch like a ton of Netflix and like stream TV shows on the computer?
Yeah, I think
this
is
a well,
that's that really frustrates
question.
Me because you're watching TV.
Yeah, you're still watching TV.
You know
TV.
What? I'm going to voluntarily lose the game and say that is bullshit.
What? Oh, come on.
For that?
Dr. Michael Zoman, I couldn't agree more.
Explain walking around yourself. Saying, oh, I don't watch TV. Like some kind of like some superior person.
There are people.
I know.
There
those
are people like
are,
that.
Those people are bullshit.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Those people are.
You lost the game again.
People are losers. They're just desperate to try to impress other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think TV's great. Why would you brag about not watching
and
TV?
Why would you think you're impressing someone by putting yourself a level above them?
You know,
people want to relate to each other.
You know what's also
right?
followed by that statement about the TV thing all the time is their most recent book recommendation.
Yeah.
And it's always like a Cormac McCarthy
book.
Yeah. And I'm like, have you ever read The Road? I just read it.
Can
again.
We give a
it's
shout
great.
Out to my man Gutenberg, Steve Gutenberg, for doing those Three Men and a Baby flicks, and he was in a couple Police Academies too. And then his old man, Martin Gutenberg, developed the technology of printing.
Oh, interesting.
Books,
ooh.
Yep.
Yeah, his old man.
I didn't know
he
that.
Was old as hell.
He's on a really funny Party Down.
Steve Gutenberg.
Oh, he is.
He's in a really funny everything. You get him on
anything
the frame,
you do.
Man.
Now, you, Kristen, you also said you bought an antenna.
I did, because...
See, this is what people mean when they say they don't have TV.
Yeah, that they're
for,
not watching
they don't
like
have, they
live
don't pay
television.
For cable and they don't have an antenna. Well,
Kristen's got TV. Let's be clear. Okay. She's got
I've
alien
got
television.
TV.
I got TV,
I'm into
too.
TV. Yeah. The main, I guess... reason why I sort of was like, oh, I'm sort of sick of watching Netflix or whatever on my computer and I want a real TV is that watching the Today Show in the morning
love
is
it.
Something I've always
love
really
it.
Enjoyed.
Yeah.
I just want to like put the news on. This afternoon I watched
People's Court.
The Chew.
People's Court.
People's
is so
Court.
Much better
I caught a little bit of Judge Judy yesterday.
Ooh, she's great.
Just can't
I hate
beat
Judge
it.
Judy.
Oh, man, we're gonna have to agree to
you
disagree
it,
here,
though.
Dr. Michael Zoman.
Judge Marilyn
I love
Leon
Judge
could
Judy.
Beat Judge Judy up in a fight and in a fight of wits.
And
in an actual
fight,
like if someone was judging their ability to judge.
What if you dropped them in the octagon
judge,
together?
Judge Judy.
And they had to battle it out with their bare fists.
A Marilyn Milan would win for sure. She's easily 25 years younger than Judge Judy.
Ooh, she has good plastic.
Can
surgery.
I just say that
and
the Eric mentioned was the Running Man?
That's
pardon
true.
Max, what was that?
I said what you just said was actually The Running Man.
Yeah, you described The Running Man. Starring
okay, who wins?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Here's a piece of
Dolph
technology that I would like to touch upon really quick.
It also has Jim Brown in it.
Hold on, I gotta check my mojo wire. I got a fax coming in, a facsimile. Let me check my mojo
is
wire
that what
real
it stands
quick.
For? Facsimile?
Yeah.
Okay, what is
I
facsimile?
Believe so.
I didn't know that.
Fax is cooler, though. The X makes it more extreme.
That's good tech talk right there.
Hey, tech talk, technology talk.
Hey,
that's
why don't we take a quick
tonight.
Break and come back?
Okay, and then we're going to talk about a technology I really, really love, Jack.
I have a fun game, too.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
All right. We're back on the web. I brought my dial-up modem from home today. It's really still working. It's great,
man. Can I plug this Ethernet cable
into
it?
Get off the
No, you can't. You can't, man.
You need to make a call.
You can't. Hey, we just want to check in with Stephanie Martinez. She's down from the central office making sure that we adhere to the script because this is the first time we're ever working with a script tonight. Central office said, hey, you boys and girls got to work with a script.
Rain it in.
Well, yeah, rain it in. You're flying off the handle a little too much. How are we doing, Stephanie? Are we doing all right?
So far, so good.
Thank you very much. Okay, back to my script.
Thank God.
Let me put my reading goggles on. One technology that I'm really into these days, holograms.
Ooh.
It's like a telegram or an Instagram, but it's like real and
it's 3D. Awesome.
It's
awesome.
Really cool.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
It's like some the first you, Instagram, huh?
It was like
it's the original Instagram.
It was like the oldest. But no, let me look at my feed. Let me look at my timeline.
Will you pull down the viewing screen, Jack, so I can see his feed?
Yeah.
I'm Dave Arnold.
See it and almost touch it too.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think you can touch it. Your hand
no,
goes
you
right
can,
through
no,
it.
No, you can. Almost, they got yeah. better ones. Stephanie Martinez knows she works down in the central office.
Thank you, Jack.
Viewing mechanism is coming down. Check out the feed, Dr. Michael Zeman. It looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice, nice, right?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Like, kind of nice to be walking around.
Yeah.
It's so serene.
Oh, it's like that. It's like that great Robin Williams.
I'll get really sleepy.
What dreams may come?
Oh, you know it. I just go walking around in the paintings, trying
movie.
To find my wife who committed suicide.
You could write
not the movie pick of the week, though. Yeah.
You could write so many porn parodies from What Dreams May Come.
Yeah, and you know what? A great,
I bet there's some out there.
You could write like four immediately without even really trying.
Sure, and let's just say
come.
That.
What dreams may come?
Let's just say exactly. That. Oh, come on.
Did you say wet dreams may come?
No, I said.
Thanks, Jack. We got to take our minds out of the gutter and put them back in the penthouse where they belong. Let's talk about holograms.
But dreams may come.
So.
Holograms.
Okay.
All right. Holograms.
Wait, so holograms. Are holograms?
They're real.
That's like a few years ago when like they resurrected some like.
Tupac.
And they resurrected he was a hologram?
Yeah.
He did a whole concert.
Performed at Coachella.
Here's what a hologram is. They go digging into your coffin or your perhaps your urn, however you go down, or they dig into the pauper's grave that they've thrown you in with like a billion other
buried
people,
sea,
and they
maybe.
Find you.
Yeah.
They find you. They distract the amber with the little mosquito in it that has your soul.
Yeah, okay.
And then they put that into a computer, and they create a hologram. So really what you're looking at is the soul.
The soul of Tupac.
Personified. It is Tupac.
So, but check this out. Tupac.
Baby.
That's crazy, right? I saw something recently where like there's this huge Buddhist festival in China, I believe, somewhere in Asia, where they like reincarnated this Buddha from like the 5th century by making a 200-foot tall hologram of him in front of like thousands and thousands of Buddhists at this temple.
This is
reincarnated him.
This is the widespread
as a hologram.
Yeah.
This is the widespread scope of holograms.
I also in hologram news want to share that
in hologram news
that Liberace will also be going on tour.
Wait, really?
As a hologram.
Sick. Awesome.
Yeah.
Are they going to get a player piano so the keys go down?
Oh my
no,
god.
No, they're going to get
like
his
in the Haunted Mansion at Disney.
I had one of those in my house growing up, the haunted house that I grew up in.
The technology of ghosts.
The so technology of
before
ghosts.
We had holograms, you just had ghosts.
Yeah.
Right? You couldn't
correct.
See them. You couldn't see them. But
well,
now.
No, you
now
can.
With
you
technology.
Can.
I mean,
like a,
you couldn't see them like in the same way, though.
Yeah, but blurry. Now they're like, you can see them better. The relief is better.
They look more real.
Yeah.
Thank you, technology.
So, thank you, technology. I want to say, hey, thanks. But I also like to go around the room, and I would like to ask everyone in the room, who would they like to see holograms?
Oh, this is good.
Let's start to my left.
Oh, that's not fair. Walt Disney. I'd like to shake his hand, you know?
He's
frozen, so he might come back.
That's true, and I feel like that's pretty very good point.
But still.
Still.
Yeah.
If we want to keep playing
okay, I have an answer.
Is that my turn?
Jack, who would you like to see holograph?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's on the he's on your here. Left. Yeah.
Yep, that's me. I would like to see AOL.
Welcome.
That'd be so cool.
Right?
That would be so cool.
Full
Jack.
Hologram?
I'd pay like $30-$40.
Oh, yeah.
You've got mail.
Yeah. Get that in the
at
flesh.
At the festival, ooh. Man. Like,
file's done.
Mamma
mia. File's done.
Mamma mia. Dr. Michael Zoman.
Probably my deceased mother.
That is a wonderful use of technology, but yeah. Be careful.
It seems like it would be nice, you know.
The technology may backfire.
Yeah, I think they've made movies about that.
Maybe you're right. Are you talking like Pet Sematary?
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. Chris Farley.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
Very cool. Funny guy. Very funny guy. But
I'm switch my answer to ODB.
All right.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I mean, AOL was pretty
that's
cool.
That's cute.
As long as you keep it three letters, Jack, you can say whatever you want. Max.
Vincent Price.
Ooh. Oh, good one, man.
I feel like that'd be really
very cool.
That'd be terrifying.
From the central office, Stephanie Martinez. I'm reading the script. I hope you read the script as well. Who would you like to see hologrammed?
The Lizard King. All I can think is Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison, the Lizard King.
Very cool. Taken yeah. way too soon.
Poet.
Poet.
Genius.
Mystic.
Auteur.
Mystic.
Yeah,
mystic. True.
Mystic.
Drunk guy.
Legend.
Also known as Val Kilmer.
True.
Yeah. So he's got that
no, wait,
going.
Still
I
want to
see that
though.
Native American. I want that guy.
From Wayne's World 2?
No.
if you book it, they will come, man. Yeah.
But I refuse to die until that happiness Whoa. Has been assured.
If you have the viewing mechanism,
we
down,
just had a Vincent
just,
Price hologram.
We just
in
hologrammed
the room.
Vincent Price.
Whoa! Holy cow! And now I've seen everything.
And of course, you can get the viewing mechanism at Walmart, truck stops, garage sales,
Home
and
Depot.
The corner bodega. Home Depot's
Kmart,
got a couple.
Jmart,
Qmart on the corner of Morgan and Ingram. They got a couple left.
Eric, who do you want to see as a dang old hologram?
I'm so glad you asked because this was my game. So obviously, I had someone in mind.
Oh yeah.
But you know me, I'm a big fan of the old 9-man stand around. Also known as baseball, national pastime.
Sure.
Yeah. Harry Carey, man.
Just bring him back. What did you eat a dinosaur, that guy?
How do you spell Harry Carey backwards?
Will Ferrell?
Yeah. No, that
also
Will.
Known as Will Ferrell, yes.
Yeah, good. But sure, that was a fun game.
Yeah.
Maybe we could. Jack, don't tempt me.
Man, Cubs win! Cubs win! Cubs win!
Oh, man,
Cubs
they sure
win.
Do. They sure do. Every day they go
that was
there,
a fun
man.
Game. Congratulations.
Man, well, thank you
good
so
job.
Much. I just read the script.
I know. Yeah. But we all worked on the script,
right,
you know.
Right. We had the table read like 3 days
yeah.
ago.
Yeah. There have been a lot of rewrites since the last time I saw it.
Yeah.
I had no idea I was going to have to cuss on this episode.
Turn to page 43.
I know. There it is.
I know. There it is.
BS. Big bold letters.
BS. You have to say the word.
I know. That's fine.
Do I have to? Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Let's go from my game to another game.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I got a good game here. This is called Technology.
Hold on. My modem's acting
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah. We maybe should get online for this game.
Hold on. Jack, can you get me back online with my dial-up modem?
We're back.
Are we
oh,
on?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let me see if my IRC works.
Hold on. Let me point and click real quick. The frog's jumping in the blender. We're good to go. Let's do this.
Welcome. Okay.
This game is called Technology, Hot or Not. And it's one of my classic lightning round style games.
Yeah, I love the lightning round.
So let me get ready for that.
We're going to go in a round. There's five of you. Everyone has to decide hot or not on these 30-some varying technologies I've assembled.
Cool. I'm going to put on my safety goggles.
Yeah.
Lightning round gets crazy. Sometimes it gets really wet.
I'm trying
there's
to rearrange
noises.
Them in a fun way.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're really prepared.
Are you ready for this? Max, you got to go first, okay? Hot or not? Discman.
Hot.
Oh, not.
Yeah, I'm going to go with not, too.
I'm going to go with hot.
Okay. Flash drive.
What kind hot. Of flash drive?
Flash drive.
Hot.
Hot.
Not.
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 Split vote.
Plasma screen TV.
Not.
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 Hot. So
Jack,
hot.
Jack, you gotta wait your turn, man. Everyone's talking over each other. This is radio. Okay, ready?
Come on.
On demand.
Not.
Hot.
V hot.
V hot.
Hot.
Okay.
Very into that.
PC.
Not.
Hot.
Political correctness?
No.
No way, man.
No, never mind, not.
I'm sorry. Personal computer? V-hot. Yeah. Do it by yourself.
I'm into it.
That is political not. Correctness.
Okay, ready?
Good answer, Jack.
Thank you.
iPhone 6.
Not.
Not.
So last year.
Not.
Not.
iPhone 2.
Does that exist?
Yes.
Hot.
Was that the first one?
Don't say, just say hot or not.
Not.
Play the game.
Yeah, come on.
I don't know.
Okay, no. It's cool, man.
Hot, yeah.
Hot.
Not.
Oh, my God. Are you guys ready to do this?
I'm ready.
It's lightning around.
I'm confused by the order.
You go after me.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Zune.
Not.
Hot.
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 Not.
Google Glass.
Not.
Not.
Ooh, hot.
Hot.
Not.
Zip disk.
Hot.
Hot.
Not.
Not.
Hot.
Beats by Dre.
Not.
Not.
So hot.
Hot.
Not.
Oh, man.
Huge megapixels.
Hot.
Hot.
I don't want to be able to see it.
Hot.
Hot.
Tumblr.
Not.
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 Hot.
So hot.
Yeah, what you guys are talking crazy. About? Yeah. Ello.
Not.
I don't know what that is.
Mellow Ello?
Ello.
I'm into it.
It was Mellow
the, it was the new Facebook. Ello?
I don't know. Ello? I didn't do it, so no. Not.
No.
Jack?
Not.
Okay. 8-track cassette tapes.
Hot.
Hot.
Only when I'm in my Chevy.
Hot.
Hot.
Okay. Bread maker.
Not.
It's actually hot, so hot.
V artisanal.
Hot.
Hot.
Boombox. Any kind of portable boombox just jamming out tunes.
Hot.
Hot.
Can't believe they killed Radio Raheem, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
Damn. Hot.
Rest in peace, Radio Raheem. Hot.
Fight the power, baby.
Not too soon.
Okay. Oculus Rift.
Hot.
Oh my God.
Hot?
It's obvious.
Yeah.
Hot. Man.
So hot.
It's virtual.
Hot.
It's so
hot.
Virtual.
Hot. Hot.
The okay. Hottest.
Blow it up, Jag. It's so dang hot.
Okay.
Don't touch it.
Oh, wow. I love this. This is great. Soda Stream.
Not.
Hot.
What?
Hot.
Hot.
So hot.
Yeah.
Soda water, dude.
Artisanal.
Touchscreen hoagie ordering at Wawa.
Hot.
Hot.
Not.
Hot. Hoagies
not,
hot.
No.
Sandwiches ain't that good.
You don't have to talk to a customer. You just touch the screen.
Yeah, that's
I'm
my
sorry,
dream.
An employee. You touch the screen.
They're bad sandwiches.
Eric, what about Arby's?
True, they are bad sandwiches.
Ooh, Arby's I'm very
they
into.
That.
I got
they're
like,
hot.
I
Arby's
like,
be hot.
I got eight more. Are you ready for this?
Cool, let's
yeah,
do it.
Let's go.
Lightning round three.
Self-cashier aisle.
Hot.
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 Hot mess.
Wrong. They
replaced, heard that,
they Jack. Replaced five people's jobs with one person's job. Is that the way you want to see this
sad.
Country to go? Yeah.
I don't talk to people very well.
Makes it easier to steal
but
things.
That's the same reason.
Oh, hell yeah, Jack.
Yeah. It's the same reason okay. I'm not going to Wawa, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I like it there. This person still makes the sandwich. No one loses a job. Okay. All right.
One person does.
High-speed bullet trains.
Not.
Hot.
Hot. I ain't got time to waste.
Hot, yeah. Take me there.
All right. Hot.
Okay. Hypercolor.
Not.
Hot.
If you get it hot, it changes colors.
Yeah.
Duh.
Sick.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, those shirts or those pencils.
Cool. Oh, yeah. Hot.
From the
90s.
Oh, my God. Hot. Super hot.
Yeah. Okay. Mechanical pencils.
Not.
Not.
Hot.
No. Not.
Hot.
I don't have time to sharpen that dang old thing every
right.
10
they break.
Seconds.
They break all the time.
The lead breaks. It's hard to buy a new lead. Yeah. You have to buy the right size lead.
Yeah.
Okay, five more. Five more. Ready?
Tisk. Tisk, tisk.
Jetpack.
Hot.
Not.
Hot.
Hot.
Hot as hell.
Hot.
Jetpack, hot.
Yeah. Roomba.
Not.
Hot.
Hot.
Hot. A
hot.
Cat. Dressed as a shark.
I haven't seen that. Okay.
So good.
These new dang halogen bulbs.
Hot.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Actually, they're a lot less cooler to the touch than an old school bulb, but I like those old school bulbs.
Yeah.
Not.
Not.
Yeah, I'm under.
The light is very unflattering.
I'm like a T.A. Edison like follower curly one on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I don't like this.
Yeah, it's stupid. Okay. Wikipedia.
Hot.
Hot.
Hot. I'll fall in that hole all damn day.
Yeah, it's the hottest thing.
That's Wikipedia pretty hot. Cool so Freaks hot. Club. Shout out Facebook.
Excellent. Okay, last one. Ready? Facial recognition technology.
Not.
No.
No.
Wait, I have one.
Okay.
Just one last one.
All right.
Those robot dogs from our childhood that were meant to replicate pet dogs, and they would go, arf, 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 and then do a backflip.
Hot.
Hot.
Okay.
I'm a Tamagotchi guy.
I'll take it.
Oh, I thought of one more. Teddy Ruxpin.
Nope, scary.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
I got one and it broke the day after I bought
it. Oh,
man, that is the saddest
story. I got it for Christmas. It never worked.
The day after Christmas it broke?
Yeah.
It was cool to put a New Kids on the Block tape in there and watch it like try and sing along.
Get all weird. Trying to hang tough.
I almost just explained.
With the right stuff.
I almost just explained how it works and I stopped myself.
Hey, that was a good game, man.
That was a fun game.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So, as you can plainly see, all of our loyal listeners at home, technology is wonderful. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to speak with you on Tuesday evenings.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we really owe a lot to technology.
We really kind of do. Yeah, otherwise, perhaps I'll redact that statement and say that we would have to gather in the same large house on Tuesday nights so we could perform our little radio show
podcast. Vaudevillian.
Yeah, it would be like there'd be like a flim flam man selling some snake oils and a bearded lady and a wolf boy and
a geek
in a chicken's head.
Bad.
So we've obviously come a long way, and I don't know how much further we have to go, but the only thing that I can ask of is, are we there yet?
We're getting there.
Are we?
I mean, I deposit checks with my phone now.
Yeah.
Ooh, I did that today.
I haven't been to a bank in so long.
That's good.
Are we?
I was thinking about doing that yesterday, and I was like, man, this is really kind of like...
That's crazy.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
Okay, somebody just wake me up when we're there, and
think
I'll
about,
just get out and use the bathroom and buy a banana and a bag of chips.
When you're like,
yeah,
the
tell
video
me more.
Call.
Not my video pick of the week, which we're about to get
yeah,
to.
Yeah, but that's like a common thing now.
Yeah, just like
there's a machine
call.
I saw where you put a bunch of plastic in it and it squirts out oil.
What?
That's crazy.
That's like a,
what about 3D printing?
3D
that's
printing.
3D what about cool. Soda Nuts. Streams?
I love Soda Streams.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Me too.
Is all the technology that's in Back to the Future available? In
not hoverboard.
What about
it's available on Laserdisc for
what
you
about
to purchase at a flea market?
Remember when the woman put the tiny pizza in there and it came out full size?
Like full size pizza.
Can you do that yet?
That's cool.
I want to do that.
Soon.
You could cut up in a Totino's roll and roll it out.
Yeah.
I was going to actually
Jack,
eat those
for fire
dinner.
Up the microwave. Let's get some Totino's going,
yeah.
Man. All right, movie pick of the week real quick. Probably the best sequel that's ever been made to a major motion picture in the history of the technology of motion picture. Short Circuit 2.
Oh, my God.
Mm, yeah.
So for whatever reason, here's a little rundown, a little premise. For whatever reason, people still hating on Johnny Five.
That's the robot.
Can I just queue up the robot? I want to queue up the Johnny Five theme. Can we do that?
Yeah, that would be excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe Steve Guttenberg's in this.
So here we go.
If not, it's probably Andrew McCarthy.
Are you sure this isn't a theme song to Empty Nest?
With Charles Leisure, the Suzuki guy.
This was composed by Charles Fox.
He's really good. If you dig back into like classical music, Charles Fox is up there with like John Williams and Beethoven.
Wagner. Bach.
Bach.
Also, Five Alive, Stephanie
Shostakovich.
Alive. Like, doesn't he use my name a lot in that
he
movie?
He says Stephanie a lot in the movie?
I believe he does. That's nice. Yeah, you were heavily involved with the production of that movie. You're having that job down at the Central.
In, yeah.
Having that job down at the Central office writing scripts.
No,
and
wait,
stuff.
That's the first one. I never saw the first one.
No, the second one is so good, though.
No, and I've seen the second one a lot.
Good.
The Beach Boys.
Yeah, Kokomo. That's where Kokomo comes from.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Get there fast and you take it slow.
That was Johnny Five's thing.
There's a subtitle. To Short Circuit 2.
What, like a little so parenthetical?
Short Circuit 2, more input.
Should have said shorter circuit.
No, the circuit's got longer, Dr. Michael Zoman. The input is more.
The input is more.
Hey, Jack, put all the input in, baby. Let's get out of here.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.